Today on the show, we break down and review episode 4 of the live-action Fallout TV show. Buckle up, everybody. We're headed into the wasteland. Welcome to Fallout Fans, a limited series podcast where we discuss all things Fallout, including and especially the live-action Fallout TV series. Watch all episodes of the first season of Fallout, available exclusively on Amazon Prime Video, and then come back and join us as we break down and review each episode. Fallout Fans is brought to you by Megadads. Find us at megadads.org or Megadads on YouTube. Please consider subscribing, leaving a comment, and let us know what you think of the show, what you think of the episode. The audio version can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Megadads. We use a special methodology to help us break down and review episodes. We talk about the best moments of the episode, standout visuals, standout performances, discuss how the show holds up to fan scrutiny, talk about what we hated, and cap things off with a 5-star review. This is your spoiler warning. Watch the show for yourself and then come back here and join us. Please leave a comment and let us know what you think. Today, I am joined by my best bud and Fallout fan forever, Clay Howard. How are you, Clay?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. Fantastic. Now, we usually try to open the show with a little get to know you, a little like Fallout centric something or other. We talked about like good things that you can find on Amazon Prime Video. We talked about, you know, games that new people to the franchise can dip into if it's their first time playing a Fallout game. Today, I have something to show you.
What the heck?
For the video, for the video version of people listening, you're gonna have to watch the YouTube version to see what I'm doing, but I'm basically unboxing an Amazon package right now. I pre-ordered something quite a while ago because I had the Fallout itch and I had the Magic the Gathering itch. Look what I got.
Oh, dang. You did.
I bought the Magic the Gathering Universes Beyond Fallout Commander deck. So Magic the Gathering is a famous card game. People play it all over the world. And this is one of the expansions for it where you go beyond the traditional like fantasy creatures, and they have Magic the Gathering themed things that are dabbing into video games and anime and other pop culture, and there's crossovers. So Fallout is has now a themed deck and theme cards that you can buy. These commander decks come with like 100 cards and a booster, if I'm not mistaken. 100 card deck and a deck box and tokens, some foil etched display, a couple things. But I just opened this thing. They have 4 types, I think, like themes. I got the Scrappy Survivor one with a dog meat as the main commander in the deck, so that main card. So I'm going to open this later and probably do a unboxing, full unboxing video on Megadads. But I played Magic the Gathering with our buddy David when I went to visit him, and I got that itch. So I was like, you know what? When I saw this, I'm like, I have to do it. Do you play Magic at all, Clay?
A little bit. I bought the Lord of the one of the Lord of the Rings decks a while back, and yeah, I was eyeing those too. In fact, I really wanted the dog meat one, but now I'm gonna have to get a different one because you got that one.
No, you can get the same one.
It's fine. I'll get something different.
You can get the same one. It actually has dog meat stuff on the back.
Dude,
so
that's awesome.
Very interesting. I can't wait to open this. Let's get right into it now. Episode 4 of the Fallout TV show. Things are just on fire right now with this show. It's just incredible. Let's get into our main segments now, starting with strength, the best moment of the episode.
For me, I think it's quite a long part of the episode, but the whole scene where Lucy gets sold off basically to, I think who we're calling Mr. Snip Snip, the medical doctor robot guy who, you know, initially she thinks she's in good hands, and then come to find out he's going to harvest all of her organs. And so he's then trying to kill her. Just, I don't know, there's something really funny about these robots who have these posh British accents, and they're pulling out these giant saws to cut people open and stuff. And it was really good.
I agree. I mean, this was super interesting, super high stakes. There was action in the scene where you have ghouls all around. There's a lot of ghouls in this episode. For me, the best scene was actually right at the beginning where you have the ghoul and Lucy walk into the medical clinic and they find one of the ghoul's acquaintances, a buddy basically, who is a fellow ghoul. So you have the smooth skins and you have the ghouls, and they need to ingest these vials, these chemicals, and they need it in order to stop from turning feral. And you have these awesome sound effects where his buddy is turning feral and he's like, oh, you know, you better get going. Things aren't looking good for me. And then he kind of takes his mind off of it and says like, oh, do you remember the taste of food? And then just blows his brains out. And you know that it's half an act of mercy, but then he just starts carving him up and eating parts of him, which was kind of confusing to me. I'm not sure what he was exactly eating. It just showed a real close-up look at the lore of what ghouls are, and a very personal moment. And Lucy starts to question the ghoul, saying like, how do you live like this? Which is pretty strong line, but follow it up right away with why keep going? Mm-hmm. And it stops him in his tracks, the ghoul, and he doesn't respond. He's like, oh, I have a great question, like, deserves another. He's like, why am I doing all the work? You go and carve up, you know, my buddy, and then makes her do that. But it's interesting, and it is a main question, because we know kind of how people become hardened by the wasteland, but we don't know why he keeps going. Like, for what purpose? You know, what is his main motivation? Is it just making caps, making money, and that's it? We don't know. So very interesting, and I thought it was the strongest scene. Perception. Let's talk about interesting or standout visuals in episode 4. Everything looked great. The ghoul that they meet in the beginning, that's, you know, the acquaintance of Cooper, there's like a patch of skin that's missing from the head. So it goes straight from his irradiated, damaged skin to a patch of like almost skull. And it just looks fantastic. We see additional feral ghouls in the supermarket scene where Lucy only almost gets chopped up. And they look fantastic as well. I didn't know that they were going to be able to pull this off. I talked about how the prosthetics around, you know, Cooper, like, is he going to be able to act and emote through these things? But these ghouls are able to be, you can sympathize with them, like they are human enough looking, but also look like really messed up. Like it just looks right. If you know the games, if you know what ghouls are supposed to look like, it looks really good. And I'm a big zombie fan in general. It got Walking Dead vibes, which I think has it sets like a really high bar for the amount of like prosthetics or special effects or whatever they're doing to make them look the way that they do. So I would say that the ghouls look really good. How about you? Any standout visuals for you in episode 4?
Fingers in this episode. There's a lot of finger stuff going on.
There are a lot of fingers, yes.
Lucy starts by biting off the ghoul's finger when he lassos her to the ground at one point. And so he stands her up and then proceeds to take a knife and cut her finger off. Which was really intense, and it was like, holy cow. Like I kind of mentioned in the last episode, like there's a lot of things happening to her from him that kind of hard to walk it back. Like when you cut someone's finger off, like that's a pretty big deal. She ends up getting a new finger from Dr. What is it? Snip Snip or whatever. Snip. And he kind of gives her a new one, which that was kind of a cool thing. Seeing him take this gross discolored finger out of a drawer and basically use a laser and just reattach her finger, and then she's like moving it all of a sudden. I mean, not the hardest like visual things to do in the world, but just it was just kind of cool the way they did it. I liked how they pulled it off, and so I thought that was neat.
I did not breathe during that scene. I was so shocked by the cutting off of the finger. It took my breath away. I was like, this is intense. Like, this is really brutal. And that theme is just, it just keeps going. The finger being reattached. Now, the finger is discolored and old and beat up. This isn't possible at all, right? In reality, this has to be some far alternate future Fallout technology going on, because I think if you cut off a finger and you just put another finger there, that's not how things work, right? I mean, you have to have like a tendon or some shit moving your finger, right?
Right. I assume it has there's to
connect
some,
all the way through the arm.
I'm assuming sure. There's some sci-fi
shit. Okay.
Yeah. With the melting the skin back together thing, where there's some reconnecting going on that you can't normally do. So.
She says, this feels good. That's what she says. I think she says something like that. I'm like, this is fucking wild. Endurance. Can the show stand up to fan scrutiny? I didn't see anything in here that I think would be particularly problematic with fans. I did want to ask you if there was one thing that people were going to be upset about or what have you, that it would have to be the way that the ghouls look and what the lore is behind them. Do you know by chance what these vials are that they have to ingest in order to keep going? I kept a sharp ear and eye out to figure out if I could see what is this thing that they have to inject and inhale, and then he ends up just drinking it straight. These vials. Do you know what they are?
No, I don't. I assume it's just drugs. I know they're immune to radiation, but I guess their brains are still like somewhat vulnerable to it. I think it's a form of Rad-X.
Oh, yeah. Something like that.
To keep his brain from getting destroyed by radiation. That's what I think it is anyway. But you're right. At one point, he's just like drinking and hitting anything he can. And so I don't know if there's like a specific thing to it or if it's just any and all drugs. I know at one point she shoots him with a dart in like episode one or two. And he's like says something about drugs, and that little amount of drugs isn't going to do anything to me. And so part of me thinks he's just hyped up on all kinds of different chems.
The most top rated comment on Reddit for just, you know, Googling what fans are saying about the episode was just a quote, which was, golden rule, motherfucker. And that was Lucy's line at the end when she goes and tells the ghoul, I will maybe one day look like you, but I will not like become like you, and showing mercy to him, giving him some of the chems to get him up and going again and dropping them and then just going on her way. People love that. And I love that scene and that dialogue. Fans are overall just loving it. And I think that's going to be the theme throughout the rest of the episode reviews. Charisma. Standout acting in the show.
I pick Norm, the guy who plays Norm, the brother in the vault. I think the last episode and this one, he continues to impress me. He's not the most outgoing or expressive character. That's just kind of not his thing. And so, but watching him enter this other vault and start unraveling this mystery of what's going on in this other vault, why are all these people dead? The more and more I was like, I like this guy. Mm-hmm. It also brought me back to episode one when the Raiders first show up at their vault. I remember they're sitting there eating, and he's just kind of sitting there staring at the leader lady from the other vault, and he's just like throwing daggers at her with his stare, and I'm like, okay, so obviously he's like onto them a little bit. Like he was very observant from the very beginning. And so I've always remembered that about him, is he's one of the few people in the vault who I don't feel like is got a blind eye to everything. And so now that he's stuck in the vault and Lucy's gone, he's the only person who can see through the BS. I don't know. I just think the actor who plays him just does a really good job, and he plays the part really well. And he starts out as this coward, but then the more we see him, the more we realize he's actually one of the braver people down there. And he's not really a coward. He's not just rolling over and playing dead, but he's trying to like solve this mystery. And so I really enjoyed his character and his performance in this episode.
Yeah, he commands a scene. Like, he has that stare to him. He's a little bit silent but sinister, and like, yeah, I totally agree. My standout would be Lucy for this episode. It kind of is all wrapped up in one of the final scenes where, as she comes out victorious from the supermarket, she is decked out now in whatever makeshift raider type armor she could have. So she comes out with like a shoulder sling and like beat up, like post fight, but like armed, and just like, yeah, I made it. And like, she's looking down at the ghoul, and just, she looks grizzled. And it's such a big change from the first couple episodes where she's bright and bubbly, and she still has some of that, but this is now Wasteland Lucy. And it's like the first phase of her like being changed. Throughout the episode, she has like her finger cut off. You know, she's fighting for her life. She's still trying to be kind to people. And her eyelids, like, they're so puffy. Like, she looks thirsty when she's, you know, pining after the irradiated water. You could see it on her face, like, am I really gonna drink this? And she just gulps the irradiated water. And it's just, there's so many good lines, and Lucy has a lot of them. I'm very impressed by her, continue to be, and I love the evolution of her. And at the very end, she does say, I'm gonna keep my humanity though. And she's still kind of holding on to that, but you could tell that she's becoming more war-torn and beat up. Like, she's suffering. I'm like, poor Lucy. Poor thing.
Yeah.
Intelligence. We want to talk about the dumbest moment or worst lows of the episode. I'll go ahead and start here, and I think we'll both agree. Basically, we have the woman who's pregnant in the vault, and she goes to visit Chet. So we have it, her name is Stephanie Harper in the show, and she shows up with her deceased husband's things and is like, oh, Chet, you know, how are you doing? And they're like, I'm not doing good. I'm struggling as well. And they take solace in each other, and she, you know, puts his clothes on him, starts to come onto him, and they just start grinding. And she's fully pregnant, and he makes a quite poignant description of her innards.
Her what? Her innards?
He says like she's... I can't even say it out loud. I feel so dirty. You know what she says.
Not her innards.
He's like, oh, I can't say it. I can't say it. I feel like I'm like... You know, me.
I'm no prude.
I don't think I could say like what this guy lays down when he's like inside this pregnant lady. Anyway, her water breaks, so he pops the door to her birth canal and starts the labor process. I could have done without this scene, in that it was so uncomfortable for me. So I would just call it a low just for that. But I mean, it works. I mean, these characters are. They have like a little side story here. She misses her husband. She just wants a little, you know. What did you think
Yeah, it was definitely uncomfortable, episode. But it also kind of made me laugh. Even at one point, the idiot tries to take the clothes off, and she's like, no. And I remember, as I was watching, I'm like, no, you idiot, keep it on. Like, clearly, like, she's not having sex with you. She's having sex with her dead husband. And then even at one point, she like starts riding him, and there's a shot of a portrait of her husband, like, yeah, sitting in the box with all this stuff, as you can see them in the background. And it's just really funny. And but I agree, it's uncomfortable, and the line that he says, it actually kind of made me laugh, because really fast he's like, whoa, and she like stands up, and then all of a sudden water is just pouring out of her, and it's like,
that was a lot of water too. Like, that's not usually how you see it in other shows that, right, I've seen, or other movies. That was like a real gushy situation there.
Yeah, but yeah,
do you have another low or
no? I think that's a good one.
It's unanimous. The the pregnant sex scene,
yeah,
/ beginning of the birth is the takeaway. So
there you go.
Interesting. Agility. You got to be fast in the wasteland. So we're going to do a quick review of the main story beats and character arcs of the episode to wrap things up. And the episode begins with the running in of Ghoul and Lucy with the acquaintance. And he shoots him while he's talking to him about a good memory. He's like, remember food, and shoots him. And then they cut him up for parts. And we begin where the Ghoul and Lucy are going back and forth saying, why do you keep going? You know, how do you live like this? And it was very well done, I think. I did want to ask you, what is the Ghoul and Lucy eating off of this other Ghoul? Take a tooth out, which I assume is, you know, for money. But then they flip them over, cut them up, and then they have like little cutlets on them as they're walking through the wasteland, attached to their pack. What is that?
Yeah, he makes mention of it. I think he said it's like skin from the butt, I think he said. And basically he mentioned it's jerky. And so the reason he's carrying it on his backpack is that he is drying that meat out like he would beef jerky. And so he's letting it dry out in the sun so that he can eat it. And so basically he's eating this dude and making jerky out of him.
That makes some sense. Okay, yeah, I get it. Yeah, because they did mention ass jerky a couple times.
Yes, yeah.
And then Lucy's like, you know, I've suffered too. Like, my mother died of starvation. My dad wouldn't have done what you're doing just to survive. And then he's like telling her, there's what people said happened and what actually happened. He's like, I bet your dad was, you know, would have done exactly this, like, or he did, like, eat somebody to survive. It was in this episode, but I thought it was in the other episode where we have one of the vault leaders coming up to Norm and discussing with him how, watch yourself, because I could see you're angry, and intelligent boys like you, and they get angry, they do horrible things, and kind of hinting at a more sinister element to him and what he could be planning for the future. So I thought that was incredibly interesting. We get into the showdown between the Ghoul and Lucy where they're walking. She's dying of thirst and she drinks irradiated water and he shows no mercy on her. They have a fight. We have the finger cutting scene, which is very well done. Incredible. We move straight into the vault where we have the pregnant sex scene. Moving over to the cream of the crop here, the best, I think, most poignant scene was selling her to the people inside the supermarket, which ends up being Mr. Snip Snip, the robot, and then the handlers, which are like basically, I think, two drugged out raider type people, but they're just sitting on the couch, kind of telling the robot what to do their dirty work, and they're about to remove her organs. When Lucy does a last minute shift, the blade cuts her free, and then she does the, what are those called? The paddles where you shock someone's defibrillator. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she wins with defibrillator paddles to the robot, which, okay, quickly makes a makeshift dart gun type thing, similar to the weapon she used in the beginning where it's going to shoot Abraxo poison into little darts. So I thought that was pretty cool. She fights her way out against feral ghouls, which is really awesome.
The part where she tells them to free the captured prisoners, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, so yeah. As she's saying, let them go, they let half go, which are ghouls. And then they say, not the other half. We can't let them go. She's like, everybody. And those are feral ghouls who've lost their marbles.
I thought that part was kind of dumb. Like, I feel like she should know enough about ghouls. I mean, she did look back and see the one that looked normal. So maybe she didn't. All the other feral ones were kind of on the side where she couldn't see them. But all that guy needed to say was, if I let them out, they're going to come at us and eat our faces off. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That part just felt a little stupid, but whatever.
Yeah, it's a little interesting what you're saying. You're right. A little communication there. They maybe could have told her, like, those are ferals. And she could have been like, oh, I don't care, you know, or something like that. But she had that heart-to-heart kind of with that one that was on the edge. She's like, what did she say? She's like, my name's Martha. And she's like, yeah, like, you know, that's right. Like, someone's still in there. Like, don't do this. Don't make me, like, kill you. And this one just kind of turns feral right in front of her, and she has to blow her out of the sky, which interesting. There was an interesting part here where they're doing some investigative work looking into the other vaults. Now, initially we didn't know this, but there were exactly two other vaults attached to Vault 33. So 31 and 32. And interestingly enough, it's kind of a secret. We have Norm trying to do detective work about what's going on over there. And they figure out that the people in the vault killed basically each other for one reason or another. There's hints. And that things went down before the Raiders even got there. They strangled each other. There was like hints of some secret uncovered and unrest going on, which is like, again, the vault storyline is just shrouded in mystery, super interesting, super creepy. They're investigating, it's all dark and there's all these corpses everywhere, and I thought it was really well done. What did you think of all that?
Yep. The more and more they open this up, the more I'm loving it and I'm curious. It's fun to watch my wife experience this for the first time, not really knowing what we know as gamers, that there's usually something nefarious going on in vaults. And then, it always feels like in Fallout, they try to take it like, how messed up can we go with this? Like how far can we take this? And what kind of weird ways can we make the vaults seem so normal and cute and pretty up front? And then how messed up they can be in secret. And so, watching her just kind of see that there's more to it than what it seems, it's just been really fun to watch her experience it for the first time. So all this death to management and all these dead bodies everywhere, and the overseer all tied to his chair and stuff. It's just, it's pretty cool. So
at the very end, they say, well, how did the Raiders get in? They were probably at each other's throats and they just opened the door. And they say, no, they're impenetrable. They got in with a Pip-Boy. My mom's Pip-Boy. So Lucy and Norm's mother's Pip-Boy, who supposedly she died of starvation, as we know, like way in the past, where Lucy like kind of remembers her as a child only. So very interesting that the Pip-Boy is, we don't know, like stolen, or maybe the mom's alive. Anything could have happened. The episode wraps up with the ghoul just face flat. He's on the edge. He's going to turn feral. He's no energy on the floor. And Lucy takes mercy on him and says, I'm never going to be like you. And golden rule, motherfucker, and gives him the medicine or whatever it is, the rad, whatever it is, the serum, the drugs to get him back on his feet. And he goes back on his feet and finds vials and is just like collecting them all, and finds a tape of him as Cooper and decides to sit there and watch, which must be a real mind fuck for him, just to see his old self way back in the day in his movie career days, and closing out the scene with shooting the guy that he wanted to have mercy on. He went through with it, shoots him. Thought it was odd. There's something going on there with the ghoul. They're definitely gonna, they set the stage to do something really good with that character in the future for sure. Luck. What do we want to see in future episodes if we're lucky? I think that we've reached peak Vault 31, 32, 33. What's going on there? They have so many potential conflicts. What's going to happen with the election of the overseer? What's going to happen with the fate of the Raiders that are there? What happened with Vault 31? What happened with Vault 32? Because there's another vault that they're like in contact with that isn't really mentioned. So one vault is completely destroyed, previously accessed by the Raiders, opened by the mom. And then there's another vault that's within this triangle of vaults, and we know nothing about it at this point by the end of episode 4. So I need to know. Show me more vault. I need it. So that's kind of where I am. Any thoughts about where you want to see after episode 4, what sparked your interest the most?
Yeah, I'm still waiting for a Deathclaw, man. That's what I want most.
Good point. I'm glad you brought that up.
I want it. Yeah. I'm hoping it's coming. So
I kind of hope that it's just well-done CGI. And the reason I say this, because we've seen like some of the practical suits, the bear you know, obviously was done like with a lot of practical stuff to it, and it looks okay. But I think if it they move it fast enough, the way that they move so very fast in the games, that it could look really cool if it's just like really quick and really, really violent.
Yeah.
So yeah, absolutely. Deathclaw, please. Or a couple of them. Of course, we have to wrap it up with our 5-star rating. Clay, I'll let you hit this one first. What do you think? How was this episode on your rating scale out of 5 stars?
Yeah, so I think this one was just slightly better than the previous episode. I think overall, a lot of great storytelling still going on. We get to see more of what ghouls are, and they explain a little bit more of that up on the front end. So we get to see a little more understanding of the predicament that the ghoul finds himself in. Lucy gets more hardened by the outside world. She's continuing to just get tossed around, and she's starting to fight back. Like you said, we start to see this emergence of the hardened version of her, the Outlands version of her. And so she's slowly transforming. And so, and then the whole vault mystery is like really starting to like open up, and then we're really starting to see more of it. I loved it. This whole episode, normally the B plots on things, I'm like, whatever. But this one is like almost better than the A plot. And so I'm totally here for it. Yeah. And so overall, I just thought the pacing and everything we got on it, I was like really bummed when the episode ended, because I thought that they were just killing it and I just didn't want it to end. I thought they bookmarked the episode really well with Cooper and his, you know, him not wanting to kill the guy, and then it ending with that, with him, you know, ultimately being a killer and stuff. And that's kind of who he's become now. And so I just thought it was a real nice bookend to the episode. And so, yeah, I'll give it a 4 out of 5.
I'm right there with you. 4 out of 5. Incredibly strong episode. I don't really have too much negative to say about it at all. Great moments. The cutting of the finger off like really does it for me. The poignant lines we have when clever boys get angry, you're lucky you haven't seen where that can lead. You have, what are you? He's like, I'm you. Just give it a little more time. And then he's like, why? They call him, you know, Mr. Snip Snip. There was the strong vault secret, like B plot, like you're saying, which was super strong. I agree with you 100%. Basically, the ghouls were fascinating, looked great, great lore. 4 stars. I didn't cringe enough at the pregnant sex scene to like have it actually bring it down at all. And that was my only like kind of low. It was a little
yeah. Yeah. One other thing I just realized, which we haven't talked about, there is absolutely no Maximus in this episode.
None. Absolutely none. Yeah. And I didn't miss him, but I didn't notice, you know,
right.
Which is
right.
But it's not that he's bad what's been going on with him is bad. It just goes to show, I think we will have a 4.5 and 5-star episode coming up. They have so much to work with.
Yeah.
And I just think that we're going to see some just mind-blowingly all awesome, all great performances, all great action, all great visuals. Like, it's hitting on so many fronts. Once they see everyone, we haven't really had anybody come together in that Avengers like team up, like, we're all here. Like, it's going to happen, I think. It usually does in shows, and I can't wait. Thank you, everybody, for joining us for another episode of Fallout Fans. Please go ahead and leave a review. Subscribe to the channel. Anything you could do to support the show, we definitely appreciate it. Keep watching Fallout, and then come back here, and we'll talk about it. Leave your own review in the comments. We appreciate it. Clay, thank you for being here. Thank you for watching all the episodes and talking about them with me. It's been super fun. I'm jazzed. I'm so glad we're doing this. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I know you put a lot of work into making these episodes happen. I'm having a blast, so I'm stoked to keep going.
Awesome. We'll see you next time, everybody, as we travel into the wasteland.